flu season might seem a ways off, but as soon as this winter, a new flu drug could be on the market that would shorten the length of this sometimes fatal illness. On Tuesday, the Food and Drug Administration gave the pill Baloxavir Marboxil a priority or fast-track preview. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Helen, tell us more about this drug. How does it work?
Okay, so this new drug, which doesn't yet have a brand name in the United States, so we can only refer to it as Baloxavir Marboxil, or the new drug, is in a new class of drugs called endonuclease inhibitors. These drugs work early in a flu infection to cut it off, and what happens is when you become infected with the flu, flu viruses attach to cells in your respiratory tract. They get inside the cells, and then they harness the machinery of the cell to turn them into little factories, essentially, start pumping out enormous numbers of new viruses. This class of drugs stops that process, so it should short-circuit the infection and get you back on the road to recovery more quickly.
And one of the things that we're hearing about it that is very promising is that it's a one-time pill?
That's correct. It might be one pill or two pills depending on the body weight of the person taking it, but you'll take it at one time and that's it, a sort of one-and-done dosage. And that is unusual in flu drugs.
Well, remind us, Tamiflu, for instance, how does that work?
So with Tamiflu, which works by a different mechanism, you have to take two drugs a day for 5 days.
Yeah. And make further that distinction. How does Tamiflu attack the flu?
With Tamiflu, once the viruses get into the cell and start pumping out multiple copies of themselves, Tamiflu prevents those copies from getting out of the cell to go and infect new cells. So this drug stops the process sooner. And part of the problem with flu is when you feel really, really lousy with flu, some of that is the infection and some of that is the chemicals that the immune system generates to fight the flu. It's sort of a double whammy. And you might expect that if you cut off the infection sooner, you not only feel a bit better from, or you get better more quickly, you may also have lesser symptoms from the chemicals that are fighting the infection.
One of the tricks with this is that you have to take it within 48 hours of getting the flu. And what's the promise? I mean, how much benefit will you get from it? How many days will it be reduced?
The review of this drug that's going on underway right now is for uncomplicated seasonal flu, the type of thing that people who are not hospitalized have. You know, you stay home because you're feeling really unwell. In those cases, if you get the drug quickly, it appears that it can cut your symptoms by at least a day, a little bit more, cut your period of fever by at least a day. If you've ever really had a bad bout of flu, you would know that's a benefit. But it is a tricky issue with these flu drugs. You need to get to your doctor quickly. You need to start taking the drug quickly in order for you to get the kind of benefit that they can deliver.
Well, and a day might not mean something to somebody who's younger, but for an elderly person or somebody who's compromised, will this actually potentially save lives?
I guess potentially. You know, they haven't done the kinds of studies that would tell you whether or not giving this to people who become so sick with flu that they've been hospitalized and they have prolonged infection. They haven't done the work yet to show whether or not that actually benefits them. But presumably, if people, you know, if their infections are short-circuited and they don't get as sick, they may not develop like a secondary pneumonia. So you could see those kinds of benefits.
And how is this going to be available, if and when it's available? It is being fast-tracked by the FDA. Will it be prescription only? Will it be over-the-counter? How much will it cost?
Yeah, so at the moment, it will definitely be prescription only. And in terms of cost, the company won't say at this point, and that's a really key thing. How much will people pay to short-circuit a flu infection? We're used to going into a pharmacy when we're not feeling well and buying over-the-counter drugs that, you know, help us deal with the headache or the fever, and they don't cost a lot of money. are people willing to pay $50 for a flu drug, $100 for a flu drug? I mean, in Japan, where this drug is marketed, it goes for $43.50. Mm-hmm. I know people think that it might come to market here at a higher price, and it, you know, really will be, they'll be walking a fine line trying to find the point at which they don't overprice the drug.
Yeah. That's Helen Branswell, infectious diseases and public health reporter at STAT, talking about the new flu pill that the FDA is fast-tracked towards approval, might be here by the late fall. It's Baloxavir Marboxil. We'll be learning more over the next months. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.